And apologies for that little technical interruption there in my conversation with Karen. Onward, though, one last summer book to tell you about. While you're deciding between mysteries and other light reading, critic David Kippen says, think about a new volume by one of America's best poets.
A recent online poll from Merriam-Webster invited visitors to name their favorite word. The answers that came back revealed a fondness for pejorative words that are fun to say, like discombobulate, persnickety, kerfuffle, or flibbertigibbet, and a subtler preference for unwieldy words that are fun to define. The second category includes defenestration, which means throwing something out a window, and callipygian, which means having a nice rear end. So far as I know, no one's ever taken the trouble to poll people about their favorite letter of the alphabet. But to judge by her wise, wondrous new volume of essays and poetry, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Mary Oliver's favorite letter is almost unquestionably W. Any index of Oliver's first lines will always betray a telltale bulge near the bottom of the alphabet, where the W's lie in wait. Among the half a dozen titles she's published in just her last prolific year and a half, two have double helpings of W. Last spring's Why I Wake Early and last year's What Do We Know? Oliver's new book, Long Life, begins with a hushed, attentive essay called Flow, about living by the ocean. There's a great line in it describing a sailboat as a single white wing filled with wind. From there, Long Life sidewinds through Oliver's unfailingly lovely descriptions of the natural world around her Provincetown home. She pauses to salute her fellow New Englanders, Hawthorne and Emerson, and then comes full circle with a final prose poem, One Winter Day, about ice floes beaching in her backyard. From a distance, it all looks as random as flotsam. Only on closer inspection do patterns emerge, not least the sly, punning symmetry of bracketing her entire book between tidal flows and ice flows. Almost best of all is Oliver's willingness to alternate poetry and prose rather than segregating them into separate books. Too many established poets collect their verse every couple of years and their essays whenever the pile gets high enough. Plenty of readers who might rarely think to pick up a volume of either may now, thanks to Oliver, find they prefer meandering through an enchanting book of both. Long Life is the kind of book that restores words like meander and ramble to their original, unsullied meanings, shorn of the negative connotations that our faster world usually applies. In a Baroque sort of way, it may just be the perfect beach book. Like that other summer classic, Jaws, most of it even has a beachfront setting.
The book is Long Life by Mary Oliver. David Kippen is book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and a contributor to the new book, My California, Journeys by Great Writers.